The reason people come for testing at night is very simple. They don't want to be seen getting tested by people who know them. Adonijah Mzondiwona, who is Harare Provincial Manager for National AIDS Council, said night testing is the way to go.
Why we have suggested nocturnal moonlight or moonlight testing is that we realize during the night we have these people during the night, and amongst them are the sex workers. Yes, once we find a way of getting them to know their status, then we are able as well to put them on antiretroviral therapy.
For human rights defenders like Mavis Bebe, who is a member of the National Vendors Union of Zimbabwe, whose members are beneficiaries of the National AIDS Council's HIV/AIDS awareness campaigns, night testing or moonlight testing helps some groups in particular.
From my understanding, this moonlight testing is targeting those key populations, the difficult to get populations. That's what I understand from the explanations coming from a National AIDS Council. And these populations are sex workers, the vendors that cannot sacrifice that 1 hour to go and get tested, or those few minutes, because they feel like they are losing out.
It is not just the privacy that encourages people to get tested. Some people are just too busy during the day, like 35-year-old Edwin Mwase.
Well, I felt great because HIV testing requires a lot of privacy because of the far-reaching consequences and the impact the results would have on oneself and their lives. During the day, you see, I've got a busy schedule as a result of the obtaining economic environment. So the issue of testing becomes a periphery issue. So night testing presented an opportune time for me to carry out such an initiative.
Gertrude Gatsi, the National AIDS Council coordinator for the Harare Central District, believes that night testing is the answer to containing the virus in and around the capital.
I've realized that we see so many numbers of people coming for testing at night, maybe because they don't have the time during the day. Some of them, most of them are employees, and also some who patronize the bars, the lodges, and all these other hotspots in the central district. They find it easier for them to access HIV testing services during the night.
Other HIV/AIDS officials, such as Yeukai Bowora, a National AIDS Council coordinator for Harare Western District, feel neglected districts which have been harder hit by HIV/AIDS infections would also benefit from night testing.
During moonlight testing, it is people who are difficult, who find it difficult to access services during the day, sex workers and their partners, and this is the time that they get to access HIV and AIDS services. And the HIV, the prevalence rate is actually high among this group of people. And sometimes it gets difficult when the sex workers are busy applying for their business while they should be accessing the services. And there are also people who are shy to access services during the day, and they find it convenient to access such services under the cover of darkness.
The country's National AIDS Council targets to ensure it reaches out to every citizen and places on treatment all who are found to be HIV positive. So far, according to NAC, 36% of the 150,000 people nationwide tested for HIV during the Moonlight Testing Initiative have been found HIV positive. This as more and more mobile clinics in the form of tents pitched at public places are being set up countrywide to continue with the night testing move. Reporting for Radio France International from Harare, Zimbabwe, I'm Jeffrey Moyo.
Thank you. Thank you.